和工，五个技匠，这小宅无。
Welcome to the second season of True Crime Naija. In this season, we bring you stories of crimes that happen not only in Nigeria, but also across Africa.
We hope that by sharing these stories, we all become more aware of the types of crimes that happen here.
And by becoming aware, we become smarter at detecting and hopefully preventing similar crimes.
This episode and other episodes of True Crime Naija can be found on our 234 Audio YouTube channel, on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, let's get started.
It's Thursday morning, November 15, 2018, and Elozino is on her way to meet with a man at Delta State University. The man has promised to help her look for accommodation.
Every year, more and more students enter universities in Nigeria, and it's always a struggle to find housing on campus because there just aren't enough hostels for everyone. But Elozino made a connection with one of the campus security guards who told her that he can definitely get her a spot on campus.
A commercial motorcycle drops Elozino off at the main gate of the university. This was the same spot where she met the security guard before. She pays the motorcycle driver and he zooms off.
Soon after, a Toyota Corolla pulls up to where Elozino is waiting. The passenger's side window rolls down and a man waves her over. Elozino hesitates at first, but then she recognizes him. It's the security guard. She wasn't expecting him to come in a car, and it looks like there are two other men in the car with him.
Elozino walks over to the window and greets the security guard and the other guys in the car. That accommodation where I promise you, I don't find them all.
Elozino is so happy and relieved to hear the good news.
This is now really good news, so where be the location safe? Is they close by? Not too far from here, sha. Now the same direction these guys they go safe. Make we join them so that they could drop us for the entrance.
The guy sitting in the back passenger seat opens the door and Elozino hops in. She pulls the door shut and the car pulls away. Elozino's mind is occupied with thoughts of seeing her new place. She leans forward to chat with the guard who's sitting up front.
How many rooms are in it? I mean, how many rooms are inside safe? The accommodation, they okay?
As Elozino is chatting with the guard, she doesn't notice that the window has been raised. But then she hears the sound of the car doors locking.
Elozino stops mid-sentence, suddenly aware that something is wrong. But before she can let out a scream, the man sitting next to her reaches around and rubs something on her face. Immediately, she becomes unconscious.
The car makes a U-turn, leaves the campus, and blends into traffic. The men have kidnapped Elozino, and they are on their way to the outskirts of Abraka.
Hi, I'm Antonietta.
I'm Richard.
And I'm Nabila.
And this story...
This story...
could...
save...
your... life.
The men in the car heading to the outskirts of Abraka are the campus security guard, Onos Enaike, his supervisor, Uche Nwosisi, and one Desmond Ogenemaro. In addition to their day jobs, these men are Yahoo boys.
Yahoo boys. Those are the people who engage in internet fraud scams, right?
Yes. They are typically young men and they run different scams. There's the romance scam, the business investment scam, the recovered money scam. I mean, all sorts of scams.
Anyway, these guys are Yahoo boys. And in particular, they engage in Yahoo Plus. Yahoo Plus is a kind of Yahoo that involves the use of human body parts for rituals. People who engage in Yahoo Plus believe that if you do these rituals, the Yahoo scams will be a lot more successful.
Oh, like they're getting superpowers or something.
Right, but at the cost of a human life. Now, the men in the car are into Yahoo Plus, and they have just kidnapped Elozino.
Oh God.
Meanwhile, Elozino's mother is frantically calling her daughter's phone number, but the number is switched off. Elozino comes from a close-knit family. She has a brother, other sisters, and a mother. We do not know if her father is still alive, but we could not find any reports making reference to her father.
Now, Elozino always keeps in touch with her family, but no one in the family has heard from her for 2 days. And now, her phone is switched off.
Elozino's mother, Eloho Ogige, continues to dial and dial, but it's still the same voice telling her that the number is switched off.
The next day, Friday, November the 16th, Elozino's mother heads to the police station in Abraka Division, where she files a missing persons report.
With that report, the police swung into action, but the news that they would bring back to Elozino's mother was not good.
The first thing police do is track Elozino's phone. They discover that her phone was switched off on the 15th, but then switched back on the 16th, and another SIM card was inserted into it.
The SIM was then used to call a certain number. Now, the SIM card was tracked to Onos Enaike, the security guard, and the police noticed that the last number that the SIM called was Uche Uwosisi.
Uche Uwosisi, he was one of the guys in the car, right? The one that picked up Elozino.
Yes. The police invite him to the station for questioning, and upon interrogation, he says that he doesn't have the phone, but the security guard, Onos, has it. So the police go and arrest Onos and recover the phone from him.
The police ask Onos where he got the phone from, and he says that his supervisor, Uche, sold Elozino's phone to him. But of course, Uche denies the allegation.
Oh, this is so annoying. Who do they believe now?
Well, to figure that out, the Delta State Police Commissioner orders the case to be transferred to the anti-kidnapping unit at police headquarters in Asaba. Asaba is the capital of Delta State, and it's about a 2-hour drive northeast from Abraka.
According to Vanguard newspaper, as soon as the case gets to Asaba, Uche and Onos change their statements and confess to kidnapping and killing Elozino.
Dear God, she's dead.
They also confess to being Yahoo boys and that they were working as part of a syndicate, a gang. They tell the anti-kidnapping squad that they were also working with one other member, Desmond Ogenemaro. And it was Desmond who asked them to kidnap and kill Elozino.
Onos, that's the security guard, says that Desmond contacted him and asked him to get any female that they can use for Yahoo Plus rituals. So when Elozino contacted him to assist her in securing accommodation, he saw an opportunity.
Oh no, Elozino was just at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Sadly, she was. Now, the police arrest Desmond and he confesses. But get this, he also says that Elozino was his 5th victim.
Wait, 5th? You mean like 5? He had killed 4 others, all for rituals?
Yes, all for rituals. The police break the news to Elozino's mother and her siblings.
Elozino's family has just learned that Elozino, who was missing for 2 days, is dead. Her family is devastated.
At the time of her death, Elozino Ogege was a 22-year-old 300-level first-class student of mass communication at Delta State University.
From the photos of her on the internet, Elozino was a beautiful brown-skinned young lady with an infectious smile.
Now, on Sunday the 18th of November, just 3 days after Elozino had gone missing, the suspects led the anti-kidnapping team to the spot where they had buried her remains.
Elozino's body was exhumed, and on July 19, 2019, about 8 months after her death, her family were able to lay her to final rest. Now, the trial for Elozino's murder actually began on May 2nd, 2019, and it's during the trial that her family starts to learn the details about how she died. And honestly, I hope that no family will ever have to hear what they heard.
When Elozino's body was found, some of her body parts were missing. Desmond said that they removed her eyes, her breasts, and her heart, all while she was alive.
What?
Yes, unfortunately, Elozino suffered.
I hope her killers suffer too.
I know. And get this, after they removed her vital organs, they took them to a herbalist.
So they have a herbalist? Was he also arrested?
Yes, according to the police spokesman, the herbalist is a 62-year-old man, Ojokojo Robinson Obajero. He was arrested after police detectives went undercover and monitored his activities to confirm that he was into performing rituals.
After Robinson was picked up, he confessed that yes, he did receive Elozino's heart and eyes from the Yahoo boys, but that in the 7 years that he had known them, that was the first time he had ever received body parts from them.
Wait, he has known them for 7 years, and that's the only time they give him body parts? I don't know if I buy that.
Yeah, I don't think the police do either. He also confessed that when they brought Elozino's body parts to him, they only paid him 140,000 naira and asked him to use the parts to make them rich. So what he does is basically creates potions or powders out of human body parts that the Yahoo boys then use. Some swallow the potions, some apply it to their body.
And they believe doing this gives them power over their victims.
Yes, that's what they believe. But now the Yahoo boys that do this are getting caught and charged with murder.
And the herbalists that help them are also implicated and charged. Now, the four suspects, Onos, Uche, Desmond, and Robinson, were arraigned at Asaba High Court on April 17, 2019. But get this, they all pleaded not guilty.
Wait, I thought they confessed to the anti-kidnapping squad. And they even took the police to the location of her body.
Yes, I'm not sure why they entered a plea of not guilty. They obviously have the right to do that. But I'm not sure what their defense is going to be. Maybe it may have something to do with the confession they made to the anti-kidnapping squad.
Isn't this the second case we've seen where the anti-kidnapping squad have been able to get confessions when the police have not been successful?
Yes, the same thing happened in Mohammed's case, the first one we covered this season. It was only after the main suspect, Sani, was taken to the anti-kidnapping squad that he confessed.
Do we know how the anti-kidnapping squad is able to get these confessions?
No, we don't. And it's not clear if the confessions would be admissible in court. But even without these confessions, the thing is, the suspects in both Mohammed's case and this one led the police to the location of the body. So they end up implicating themselves somehow by at least having knowledge of the body.
I remember in one of the cases we did, I think it was the one with Cecilia Getz. That's the one in Uganda, right?
Yes, Cecilia was killed in Uganda.
Yes, so in that case, Ugandan law actually requires that even after the police get a confession, it can't be admitted in court unless the suspect then makes the confession again in front of a magistrate or testifies that the confession they made was not given under police intimidation.
That's right. Uganda requires an extrajudicial statement be made by a suspect in order for their confession to be admitted as evidence.
Does Nigeria have that too?
Well, based on everything that we know, Nigeria does not have that.
Well, if these guys were involved in Elozino's murder, I really hope the police have the proper evidence they need for the prosecution to put up a strong case against them. I just pray that Elozino's family gets justice and finds peace.
Me too. She didn't deserve to die that way. No one does. Join us next week for another episode of True Crime Niger. This time, we go to Kenya for a case of a woman who goes to the forest to pray and never makes it back home. True Crime Niger is a Triple E Media production. Production copyright 2021 Triple E Media Productions. This episode of True Crime Niger was produced by Richard Anyebe, Nabila Usman, Antonietta Kalunta, Nico Rivers, and Sam Tabak Aji. Executive producer Ramat Muhammad. Special thanks to Rabia Hadeja and Mala Iwa Gbado Ikaleku. Stay alert, stay alive. See you next week.